Oh, young lud with up down there. And we'll find if we're going up or down today on Scone Scoring. Yes, it's time for Scone Scoring. Good morning, Ruben.
G'day, Liam, mate. Nice to see you once again.
Likewise. How are you?
I'm bloody marvellous today, Liam. It's a mild Otatahi morning.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's nice weather. It's not cold. It's not hot. It's just neutral.
I walked to work in a t-shirt, which says something.
Yeah, really. A good thing. No, lovely. Feeling the warm air.
And good.
Have you noticed it's been windy lately?
Yes.
And I think it's because of the change of the season. I was trying to think, like, hot air moving, air pressure changes.
I don't know how wind works.
I assume it's something to do with that.
Yeah, a couple of times recently, it's bitter wind as well.
Well, speaking of wind, I love the smell.
I was just wondering where this segue was going.
I love the smell of a freshly baked scone blowing through the breeze.
Right. Okay.
You don't say speaking of wind and then pause.
Do I. I love that smell in the air. You're right.
And we've got a guest in the studio today.
Yes. Hello, guest.
This is
it's an interesting looking guest, this one.
Yeah. It's a scone of all things.
If anyone's wondering.
Yeah, for the viewers at home, it's a scone. Notably came in a white paper bag. And there's something about that, eh? Oh, you don't see that very often.
No.
I'm all for it though, personally.
Oh, okay. I like the brown paper bag more.
It makes me feel like I've just got a pie from the local tea rooms or something. There's something nice about that. I feel like I'm on a road trip.
Fair enough.
This scone comes to us courtesy of Embassy.
Yeah, thank you, Embassy.
Embassy down Fitzgerald Ave. Great wee space. You really feel like you're in a metropolitan coffee bar in a city far more substantial and meaningful than Christchurch.
Yes. I have to admit, I haven't spent enough time at Embassy, but I feel like maybe it's slightly imposter syndrome.
Perhaps, yeah.
It does give off that vibe.
Yep. No, I can understand that. But I think if their coffee is anything to go by, their food should be pretty bloody good. So cool. Should we crack into it?
Yeah, we should.
You take the top half if you like this tweet. Right?
Okay, I shall. Is it split open?
I believe so.
Oh, it is.
Should be buttered as well.
Oh, and can I just say that was hard to pull apart because it's cheesy.
It's been stuck together by the butter and cheese, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of pepper flakes in there.
Oh, yeah. That really hits the nostrils like nothing else, eh?
This one's very bright yellow, rich in cheese colour.
I wonder if the audience at home can hear that. Yeah, that's all cheese. That is all cheese. That's a crunch. We've got a skirting. Kind of like, have you had dumplings where they put the cornstarch in?
Yeah. The skirt? And they make like a crispy thing on it.
It's like that with cheese though.
It sort of is.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, nothing better.
Okay, I'm gonna eat now.
Addicted to this, eh?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's peppery. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I'll tell you what. I really think I have a problem because, man, that first bite of the scone.
Oh, there's nothing like the first bite. It's insane.
It just hits like
the tactile,
Wow. Yeah, pepper.
It is peppery, eh?
When you said that, I thought, it is, but man, it's like, that is the lasting flavour in my mouth right now.
I love something that's a bit like, it's gotten zesty on the pep, you know? Ah, oh, fantastic. How deep is your butter soaking?
Reasonably deep. I mean, I bought this, I was pretty early. I bought this at like 10 to 8, so it's been sitting for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, right. I guess I realised my part goes the opposite way of gravity. So it's not unbuttery, actually, in that sense.
It seems like the pepper, instead of like a New York cut or like a powder, it's like just kind of crushed up peppercorns.
Yeah, like it's quite like big fat chunks. Eh? Which I like. I'm not skin my pepper grinder very fine, you know. Mm.
Yeah, it feels like they've just, got the old Peugeot out and ground it themselves.
yeah, exactly.
Mm. Cracked it in there. Mmm.
Could I just say, they've used quite a mild cheese. Yeah. There's lots of it.
Yeah.
But, like, I would like a slightly stronger cheese,
yeah,
maybe.
I agree. I think a bit more of a stronger cheese would do this favours, but it's not necessarily letting it down.
No.
I think,
and I appreciate the enthusiasm they have for said cheese.
It's just like a nice ambient background of cheese. Like, you know the cheese is there, it's there the whole time, but it's not like the dominating flavour. I will say, like, I like the pepper, but I'm gonna be controversial here, maybe, or maybe uncontroversial, I don't know. And actually say that I think maybe the pepper's a little bit overpowering. Like, it's really nice, but perhaps if we dial the pepper back down by 25% and up the cheese by 25%, it would just hit
that
perfect
balance.
Well,
that might be the thing. I feel like maybe the pepper's speaking over the cheese a little bit. That's why I think cheese is mild.
It's not a conversation. It's dominating.
Yeah,
know?
It is. It is. Whilst I'm not fully opposed to it, like, the balance is almost there, but it's not. But what I will say was, great bite, great mouthfeel.
Yeah, really, really good texture, eh?
Mm.
Chewy, pillowy. You can see here, you can see these holes in here are the shape of grated cheese.
Yes.
So you know they've put cheese inside the dough as well, which we've talked about before.
Yes.
It's an important thing.
It is important.
And
can I just say, I've been thinking about this. I think if you do that and you incorporate cheese into, like, the scone mixture...
Mm.
Cheese is quite a good, like, retainer of heat.
Okay.
So I think you get a warmer scone for longer.
True. Yeah.
Bold statement, maybe, but...
Some of that fat content as well, just, like...
Yeah.
Gives it that... Chew. I don't know, man. Ah, really, really into this one. Really into this one.
Now,
I mean,
we must discuss, aside from the scone...
Oh, please.
...what you sent me on the weekend.
Oh,
How did... Ruben, just for context, sends me a video and goes, thoughts?
Yeah, so UK-based content creation platform Mob, M-O-B, British food, I suppose, recipe sort of Instagram. They have a website. You can become like a member and get all the recipes, but they put pretty well-made aesthetic kind of videos up of them cooking. Very British, you know, like, oh, throw this together in the pan, mate.
Yes,
you know,
I quite like it, though.
I like it too, yeah. But yeah, they have flaky scones, and I will say the scone looked great.
Mm.
It really had that American biscuit style, layery, flaky. I've actually thought about that scone quite a bit.
It looked flaky as heck.
Really yum. Sage butter fried eggs. So they had fried eggs and butter, and then they had fresh sage in there. And then I think it was topped with, controversial for me, but, you know, ham off the bone. And so they went scone, ham off the bone, fried egg, scone, lid. And then chopped in half. I mean, like, I don't eat ham. Haven't eaten ham for about 8 years. But I also can understand.
Are you vegetarian?
Pescatarian. Mostly vegetarian.
I didn't actually know that.
So I haven't eaten ham for quite a while, but I do understand its sort of relevance in the build. So for this, you know, I'll put my ham hat on. I'm all for it, honestly. I'm all for it.
I
don't like meat in scones. I think that they should be separate, you know, but I will say, like, sandwich with it. You know, I can see the place of a scone sandwich with fried eggs and all this, yeah.
Wasn't sold, if I'm honest.
And why?
First of all, they did not cut that scone evenly.
Okay.
The bottom half of their scone was thick as hell.
That is true, yeah.
Now, that's specific to that one.
Mm.
I don't know. I think, like, a scone is too dense.
Yep.
To be, like... The bread. Weird to me. Weird to me. And, like, I reckon you bite down on that, your whole egg bursts everywhere, it's leaking everywhere, making a mess. I don't know. I'm like, I want to believe it would work. I want to believe, like, a scone, you know, like a breakfast scone-esque thing would work. But I'm just not sold.
I'm surprised no one's done it in Christchurch, honestly.
No!
No one's been like, hey, your scone on the menu, like, add an egg kind of thing. $5. I am surprised by that. And I think that's an opportunity. Like, whether or not we think it's going to, like, hit, it's definitely, like, cool. It's definitely, like, hip.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, why haven't cafes done that yet? I'm surprised, you know, because I work in a cafe and, like, we do get people ordering eggs with their scone sometimes, very occasionally, like, you know, once or twice a quarter.
Quarter.
You know how hospo works. We work in quarters. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I reckon it hits. I reckon it hits. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. This was kind of eating like a sandwich. They cut it down the middle.
Mm.
It was interesting. I think it would totally also have to depend on the scone.
I think, well, that's the thing. But we have had scones on this show, which I think could work very well for it.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. I think this scone would actually be on the good side of that, for sure.
Yes, because it was soft. It was fluffy.
So what do you reckon? Rating for the scone?
Oh, this one had, a lot of factors at play, this one. Texture, mouthfeel, all brilliant. It was like
really good, eh?
Soft on the inside, but the cheese had created a firm crust on the outside. I enjoyed the pepper. The addition of it.
Yeah.
Was it maybe an enthusiastic addition? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, someone went a little bit wild with the grinder, eh?
Yeah.
Turn back on the Peugeot, brother.
I am going to give it a 3.9.
Okay, nice. Yep, I see. We're borrowing weeklies from the same Blockbuster video there. I'd be firing around a 4.0. Yeah.
Okay. I like how we have similar ratings here.
Yeah,
though.
I think we're getting it now.
This is good. Yeah.
4.0. My reasoning, yeah, like, I love all the flavors. Texture's fantastic. For me, it's about the mix, man. It's about the mix. It's about the balance.
It's about getting it right. Yeah.
Pull back on the pepper a little bit, even if it was not even necessarily quantity of pepper by chunk, but perhaps size of chunk.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Roll it back a little bit, bro. Yeah. Real good. Great work, Embassy. Get on down there,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. Another great business in this
city. I've been working through the list. Let us know, folks, if you got any more recommendations, because we're happy to do them.
Maybe I'll do another call out.
Sounds good.
Right. Love you all.
Ciao.
Farewell.